The Lafayette Symphony Orchestra has a concert this weekend and a program that has very familiar classics and has some wonderful student soloists. I'm here with Nick Palmer. Good afternoon.
Hey, John. It's great to finally get a chance to talk with you on air.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you, and I'm looking forward. This will be my first Lafayette Symphony concert.
Great.
And what can I expect? I've not been to the Long Center, and this is a traditional program in some ways, some concerto movements. Tell us a little bit about the program.
Well, I think you'll really enjoy yourself. The Long Center is a fabulous place to hear concerts. It has great acoustics. And actually, we've worked on the acoustics over the last several years, and they've improved quite a bit. But it's a very traditional old theater, and you know, it was a movie house. It was called the Mars Theater originally and converted into a multi-purpose hall. But it's really like an old-style concert hall. And we feel that the audience and the orchestra have a really great connection in the hall because they're close. And we really feel that, you know, it allows us to have a connection with the audience. And as you mentioned, it is a rather traditional program, although at least one of the works is a little bit different, and that's the Jim Beckel concerto for horn and orchestra called The Glass Bead Game. We're performing the first movement of that. So that's something by a living Indiana composer. But the rest of them are all pretty much classical, early Romantic period.
I know we have a great tradition of education in music, and young virtuosos, you know, it's amazing that 8-year-olds can play Paganini these days, whereas, Paganini, you know, could barely play it in his day. You guys are going to start out and have a lovely overture with the Youth Symphony director. Is that correct?
That's right. Jose Valencia is not only our assistant conductor, but he's also the music director of the Wabash Valley Youth Orchestra and Youth Symphony. He's done a terrific job in that position. He's a very inspiring leader, a wonderful conductor. He's also our assistant concertmaster, so he sits on the first stand of violins with our concertmaster, Alfred Abel. So he will be directing that piece, and it's a great overture for this concert. I think it works really well with the other pieces that we have on the program, and it's just a very ebullient, delightful piece.
You have 3 student soloists, which isn't normally the sort of thing you might have a full concerto, but they're each going to play a movement. Tell us a little bit about the young people that you're going to be featuring this weekend.
Well, we have a competition that's been going on for quite a while. So we've traditionally had 3 different students, and we've had some from elementary school, as you mentioned earlier, you know, having 8-year-olds or even younger perform, and then up through college age. And this year we have a variety. We have one who's 12, so it would be in middle school, and we have one who's high school age and one college age. And they're each performing different works. The first one, Samuel Hyde, is going to perform the first movement of the Haydn D major piano concerto. Very familiar, very beautiful work. He's a very talented young man. We're really excited to have him. We have Ilana Fiorini is our second concerto contestant winner. She's going to perform 2 arias. One is the very well-known Lascia ch'io piango by Handel. And then she's going to perform Una Donna di 15 anni, which is from Così fan tutte by Mozart.
Oh, lovely. And then you mentioned previously the Glass Bead Game, which
yes.
is a horn concerto.
It's originally from the Hermann Hesse novel, and it's a wonderful piece by a composer that's relatively local. He lives in Indianapolis and performs with the Indianapolis Symphony, Jim Beckel. And the piece was actually written for our former principal hornist, Kent Leslie, who just passed away this fall. So we have a connection with the piece already. And Stephen Weiner, who's our soloist, who is a senior at the Interlochen Academy in Michigan, will be performing the horn solo. It's a great piece, really creative piece.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. The second half, very familiar. If there is one of those pieces for Name That Tune that people would instantly win. It's got to be fun to play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
It's so much fun. The thing about it is it's just so beautifully created and crafted, and the way he literally uses the first 3 notes of the piece or first 4 notes of the piece throughout is amazing. And it was one of the first symphonies that actually had that formal structure and connection with a motive in every single movement. So no matter what movement you're in, you're going to hear that motive somewhere in some form or another. So it's a great way of unifying the piece.
I'm curious, these days, and Beethoven's sort of on that cusp of not being, you know, terribly classical and romantic. And there's been a lot of, especially with early music, someone like Rachel Barton Pine, who I know has been through here quite a few times, plays a Baroque bow and then sort of changes styles. Has that sort of impacted you? And have you had changes in thoughts with tempos or with performing styles in Beethoven?
That's a really good question, John, because it's something that's always on our minds as performers. And I think what's happened over my entire career is that I've shifted more toward really being more mindful of what the original performance practice was for a piece like that. And so we do take Beethoven's tempi much more seriously. And we do, you know, for example, string players who might be inclined to play with vibrato all the time, there are spots where we don't. And there are spots where, you know, we want a much thinner sound. So it's something that we're very, very careful of when we put together a performance like this. The little details really count.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It is the 5th on the 5th, as I've seen mentioned. And Nick, it's really wonderful to meet you and looking
Absolutely.
Forward.
Absolutely. You too, John.